Mission Bay's temporary fix and e-bike rules that start gently. The political story behind Mission Bay's restroom closure is more revealing than the reopening itself. The city council voted earlier this summer to shutter 13 of the park's 28 public restrooms, projecting annual savings of roughly $540,000, a real number in the context of the city's structural budget gap. Councilmember Raul Campillo, who initially supported the cuts, later reversed his position and publicly asked Mayor Gloria to reverse course. City Council President Joe Lacava and District 2 Councilmember Rania Amen were also named in Wednesday's reopening announcement alongside former District 2 official Jennifer Campbell. The $200,000 solution buys relief through year-end, but defers rather than resolves the underlying fiscal tension. Residents who welcome Friday's reopening will need to watch their council representatives' fall budget proposals to see whether a sustainable funding source emerges before January. The e-bike ordinance, formally launched at Montgomery Middle School on August 7, targets a real safety gap. Class 3 e-bikes, faster pedal assist models, already carried a state-mandated minimum operator age of 16. The new city rules extend age minimums to slower Class 1 and Class 2 models, with parents and guardians sharing liability exposure. The 60-day education window before citations begin reflects a deliberate decision to prioritize awareness over enforcement in the ordinance's opening weeks. With the City Council in scheduled legislative recess through at least August 18, no votes are on the calendar this week. The County Board of Supervisors returns Tuesday, August 18 at 9 a.m., with a public comment opportunity on the proposed Golden Pacific Powerlink, an energy infrastructure project for which SDG&E has indicated it expects to file a California Public Utilities Commission application in fall or winter 2026, though no application has yet been submitted.